Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, boys and girls, say you're feeling super-duper hippity-skippity and ready for a lot of fun with Happy Hank. All right, then, come up close to your radios right now and let's play for a while. Uh-oh, here comes our pal Squeaky.
Well, hello there, boys and girls, and hello, Happy Hank, old boy.
Old boy, say, I feel as young as a kitten. In fact, I feel as young as three kittens.
Meow.
Well, how's your meow working today, Squeaky?
Well, pretty good, I guess. Let's see. Meow, 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 wow, wow, wow.
Well, I guess that's pretty good. Then you can help me with our song about the three little kittens.
Oh, sure, that's fun. And besides, I like to sing meow.
Now, boys and girls, do you know the song about the three little kittens? Well, if you do, you can sing right along with Squeaky and me. When Squeaky says meow, you say meow, too. We'll all have a lot of fun. You ready? Here we go. Once three little kittens, they lost their mittens and they began to cry. Oh, Mammy dear, we sadly fear our kittens we have lost. What lost your mittens, you naughty kittens? Then you shall have no pie. All right, Squeaky.
Meow, 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 meow.
Second verse. The three little kittens, they found their mittens, and they began to cry. Oh, Mammy dear, see here, our mittens we have found. What found your mittens, you darling kittens? Then you shall have some pie.
Meow, 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 meow.
The three little kittens put on their mittens and soon ate up the pie. Oh, Mammy dear, we greatly fear our mittens we have soiled. What soiled your mittens, you naughty kittens? Then they began to sigh.
Meow, 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 wow, 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 meow.
Oh, say, that meowing was fine, Squeaky. And that was fine for you, too, boys and girls.
Well, I guess we're about to champagne kitten meows, aren't we, gang?
Well, look who's here. It's our watchdog, Popcorn. How are you, Popcorn? Is that so? Well, Popcorn says he'd rather hear a song about three little puppies. All right, Popcorn, someday I'll write an extra special song about three little puppies. Say, that reminds me, boys and girls, I wonder if you take good care of your pets. Hmm? You take good care of all your pets? I certainly hope you do. All right, because, you know, if you have dogs or birds or goldfish, too. And I know dogs and cats especially think that you're about the swellest people in the world, and they appreciate it when you look after them and see to it that they get exercise and food to eat. So always feed your pets, and I have a little song about that. Listen. Remember when you eat your fill to always feed your pets. You really are not through until you have fed your pets. 'Cause they get hungry same as you and like to have their suppers too. And you will be their friend if you will always feed your pets. Now you be sure to remember that song and always feed your pets.
Well, I always feed Popcorn, don't I, Popcorn?
Well, Popcorn says that's right, and he's glad to have you as a pal, Squeaky.
Oh, I like Popcorn. He's a super special dog pal.
Well, Popcorn says that goes for him, too. But say, how about a riddle for today, huh? You want a riddle, boys and girls? Oh, louder than that. That's better. All right, now put on your thinking caps, and here is the riddle. When is a pig like ink? When is a pig like ink? Now, you think about that, and if you don't figure out the answer, I'll tell you at the end of the program. But right now, I think we'd better turn on our special magic electric eye. Now, when you hear that buzzing sound, boys and girls, you know that I'm looking at you right through the magic electric eye. Turn it on, Squeaky.
Okay.
Now, stand up in front of the radios, boys and girls, so I can see you. That's the way. Hey, that little boy in the brown suit and that girl with the blonde curls. Oh, I mean you, too. Stand up. Now, I want to see the hands of all the girls. Put your hands up. Mm-hmm. Now, the fronts. That's right. Now, the backs. Well, what do you know? That's fine. Put your hands down. Now, come on, boys, and put your hands up. Oh, higher than that. Way up. Fronts. Now the backs. Hey, that's pretty good. Put your hands down. Now, everybody turn your faces this way. Let's see, the boys. That's 27, 462, 900, 1,000. Oh, my goodness. Look at the boys. And for the girls, let's see. 732, 1,296. Oh, I see some dirty smudges on some noses and cheeks. Hey, did you fall down in the mud? Well, you know what to do. Get the soap and water and the wash rags busy. Yes, sirree.
Well, who had the smudges, Happy Hank, the boys or the girls?
Well, they both had some, but according to my magic counter, the winners of today's clean hands and face contest are the girls.
Well, hooray, say those girls are pretty smart, all right.
Well, so are the boys. Don't you be discouraged, boys. A lot of you had clean hands and faces, but not quite enough to win the contest. You keep on trying, though, and maybe you'll win next time. Say, Squeaky.
Sir, what do you want, Happy Hank?
Did you throw that newspaper on the floor?
Who, me? No, why?
Well, the paper is open to the funnies, and didn't I see you down on the floor looking at the funnies a while ago?
I was? Oh, well, I guess I was. I guess I just forgot.
Well, I'm surprised at you forgetting something.
Oh, I forgot I was reading the funnies.
No, I mean you forgot our slogan song.
I did? Oh, that's right.
Now, suppose you tell us what the slogan song says.
Well, I know. It says, I will not tell a fib.
Well, what is a fib?
A fib is a lie. Oh, but I just forgot, Happy Hank.
Well, I know you did, but the next time, when I ask you a question, be sure to tell me the right answer. I think you'd better sit in the corner and put on our fibber's dunce cap.
Well, okay, but I won't forget next time.
Now, you see, boys and girls, it's so easy to tell the truth and so hard when you tell a lie or a fib, especially when someone finds it out. So you be careful and truthful and sing our slogan song, I Will Not Tell a Fib. Listen. No matter what the cause may be, I will not tell a fib. I'll be as straight as I can be, I will not tell a fib. If Mother asks the things I've done, I'll tell them to her, everyone. I'll be just like George Washington, I will not tell a fib. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of those two young cowboys, Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, the boys were in the lobby of the Desert Hotel in Ghost Town, where they're trying to capture Black Tom the Outlaw and recover the treasure he has stolen from the lost mine that belongs to Squeaky and Sputters and their pal Rocket. The key they had found in the mountains, they learned, fits the door in the hotel. They heard someone moving on the other side of the door, and then they heard him snoring. They know that someone is in the room asleep. Well, quietly they unlock the door, hoping the sleeping man is Black Tom. Sputters has the handcuffs ready, and the boys are just about ready to pounce on the sleeper and capture him as the scene opens today. Listen.
Well, whoever's in that room is still asleep, because I can hear him snoring.
Well, anybody that couldn't hear that snoring must be deaf. But we got it to take it easy. You know, when people are sleeping, sometimes the very slightest noise will wake them up.
I know it. Have you got the handcuffs ready?
Yeah, you bet. I got the handcuffs ready and a flashlight ready. We'll handcuff him first, and then I'll turn on a flashlight, and we'll see who we've caught.
Okay, now I'll count three, and we'll both jump on him at the same time. Are you ready? All right, and here I go. One, two, three. Get him!
Hey, I got him, Squeaky. I got the handcuffs on him and locked. Now, just a minute till I turn on the flashlight. Now, there.
Well, look, Sputters. It's Rocket.
Well, how in the world did you get here, Rocket? Where's the sheriff?
Rocket? Did you all say Rocket? Hey, does you all know Rocket? That's my nephew. Where's little Rocket? What's you all done with my poor little Rocket?
Hey, Sputters, this isn't Rocket. He looks exactly like Rocket, but his voice isn't exactly the same. Say, who are you?
Yeah, you better tell us who you are and what you're doing here, and do it quick before you're sorry.
Well, I was Uncle Push. I'm Rocket's uncle, Uncle Push. Where is Rocket?
Hey, Sputters, this is Rocket's lost uncle that Black Tom captured. What do you say your name is?
My name is Push. Most folks just call me Uncle Push. That's what Rocket always called me. Hey, where's my little Rocket?
Hey, you're right, Squeaky. This is Rocket's lost uncle, Uncle Push. Black Tom captured him and has kept him locked in this room. Hey, he probably locked him in this room and took the key into the mountains with him and lost it there, and Rocket found him.
Hey, that's exactly what happened. Yes, sir, he locked me in here, and he took the map away from me, and then he went and got all the gold, and he brung it back here.
You mean that Black Tom found the lost mine and took out all the gold?
Yes, sir, that's what he done, and that gold belongs to me and Rocket. And if you boys helps us get away with it, hey, we'll all split it even. Now, how's that?
Hey, that's fine, but we don't know where the gold is.
It's right here in this old hotel, that's where it is. Black Tom brung it in here, and he getting ready to take it away, too. We gotta work fast. Come on now, get these handcuffs off me.
Hey, listen. That's Black Tom's laugh. He's coming back. What are we going to do now?
Well, now, say, at last the boys have found Rocket's lost uncle. But Black Tom is coming back. Will the boys and Uncle Push be able to get away with the gold from the lost mine? you be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, boys and girls, what about the answer for our riddle today? When is a pig like ink? Oh, that's an easy one today. Well, you keep thinking, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of the program. Oh, here comes Popcorn, and he's bringing in our big birthday cake. You know, Popcorn has a special wagon that he pulls, and that's the way he delivers our birthday cake. Well, thank you very much, Popcorn. All right, I'll turn on the magic electric eye. Oh, say, do we have any birthdays today? We have. Well, let's see the hands of all the boys and girls who are celebrating birthdays today. Up with your hands. Oh, boy, I'll say we have a lot of birthdays and a whole flock of the biggest birthday smiles. All right, put your hands down. Now, you ready to make your birthday wish? All right, you make your wish when I make mine. I wish that... Now, did you get your wish? All right, now, when I count three, we'll blow out the candles on the birthday cake. One, two, three, blow. And all the candles are out, and that means you'll get your wish. Now, everybody join me in singing our birthday song for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. You know, if you want to sing loud, you have to open up your mouth wide and just let the words and the music roll out. So let's show them just how it's done. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, when is a pig like ink? Did you get the answer? Well, the answer says, when he is in a pen. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.